Welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The Jags are done here for the regular season. They're getting ready for the Tax Slayer Bowl, and the only time the Jags will be back here if there was a home playoff game. There's a sliver of a chance to be back by the pools this year. We'll start off with Blake Bortles. It's been a good season. He showed some flashes of some really great things this year. But the consistency, doing it week after week after week, is the next step, John.
Well, I think overall the story has been written on Blake this season, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think you've seen the progress. You've seen all the stuff that we talked about all last offseason come to fruition. There's improvement. There are all the signs that he's going to be, I think, a Pro Bowl guy in the future. And yet at the same time, you've seen the mistakes that have cost them games. I write those off to young guy things, to learning, and to not having seen everything, particularly in the red zone, that he will have seen next year and next year and next year. Has it hurt this season? No question, because there have been games where his mistakes have cost them. But is it stuff that I think has to last and carry with him through his career? Absolutely not.
So he's the quarterback guy. If he says it, it's good enough for me. I will say...
But you're going to go on.
Well, one thing. Just one thing. Well, you know me. Talking's not the problem. Stopping is. In watching Drew Brees on Monday night, the thing that stood out is his accuracy. And he's about 10 points higher in his quarterback efficiency rating, and he's about 10 points higher in his completion percentage. Mm-hmm. And that would be something that I would like to see from Blake Bortles in 2016, is his accuracy improved. Will he ever be a high 60s guy consistently like a Manning and Brees? I don't know. You know, but give me 62 or 63%, which would be, you know, about 5% greater next year, and I think that'd make a big difference.
I don't see why that wouldn't be what he focuses on
the
in
next
this
stage.
Offseason. So until he doesn't improve on something he focuses on in the offseason, then I believe after what he did this offseason that he'll be able to improve on that. So I think he's got a long way to go, and if he doesn't improve, then it's a problem. But from what we've seen so far, why wouldn't he?
Yeah. Of course, Drew Brees did that on one foot most of the game last night, too, which is more
that's
impressive.
That's his game, though, but he is hyper-accurate.
That's the way he is. This 2015 end of the season has a little bit of a different feel. You know, the last couple of years, it's been draft position. This team, they knew they weren't going to be good. They knew they weren't going to be in the race. It's all about, hey, let's get guys in here in the next offseason. What's coming up? This year, though, you have the nucleus here, right, Brian?
Yeah. You know, last year I was one of those guys who wanted them to play well in Louisville because I wanted them to be not necessarily in the first round, but I knew that the roster needed to be restocked and that the talent at the top of every round, especially the second and third and fourth rounds, offered them a chance to get better in 2015, and they're there. This year, winning is paramount. They, you know, forget draft position. The playoff sliver in there. This team needs to put these wins together at the end of the season. Some people will say for momentum into 2016. I don't buy that. But in order to have the building blocks in place to go into the offseason with a to-do list to get it done, it's a completely different feel. Two games, both on the road, both have meaning, whether the playoffs are a factor or not.
Well, I think they know their to-do list, and I think that's the good news. I think it's a much smaller to-do list and
no
a much
doubt.
More focused to-do list. And if you do that to-do list well, I think you can see dramatic improvement quickly. I agree with you, Brian. The last two games are important. I guess whether they win them or not, yes, winning makes you feel better, and it certainly is easier to talk about it. But I think they need to play well, and they need to do the things. I don't think they're going to solve what the problem is on defense. And even if they do, it's not going to carry over because I don't think the same pieces are going to be in place. But on offense, I do think these last two games, you would like to see them fix some of the things that haven't quite worked the last couple of weeks, get all of their pieces involved so that at the end of the season they say, yes, this is what we are, this is what we can count on, and now let's fix the two or three things that we know we're not on defense.
Third down, fast start, not last two games. You know, give me that in some form or fashion. And I'm good.
Because if you don't start fast, then the Saints do.
Exactly.
Right. That's for sure. And let's get to that game coming up. You know, Matt Stafford gave you a little bit of a blueprint on how to beat the Saints. Well, you score. You score early, you score often, you score when they don't score. And it could change things now if Matt Flynn is the starter for the Saints this week.
Well, and I think the blueprint is a little bit of the problem for the Jaguars, as Brian mentioned. They haven't been able to follow that blueprint because they haven't gotten fast starts. And Gus Bradley's talked about this week the third downs. So that's what you have to do. And maybe it's a matter of forcing the ball to Allen Robinson earlier, forcing the ball to Julius Thomas, getting your guys involved for big chunks. But, you know, they're 0 of 11, I think, in the first half on first downs the last couple of weeks. I don't care if they're playing the Saints or the University of Florida or whoever. That's not going to work. So you've got to get that fixed. And, again, I think that's one of the things that they can improve. And I don't know if that carries into the offseason, but it can certainly make these last few games go the way they want.
Well, they fixed the red zone pretty quickly. And as you pointed out, they weren't that bad in it. They just needed to tweak it a little bit and get it right, and they can. Fast start, third down, hand in hand. I mean, outside of returning a kickoff for a touchdown, JP, or, you know, an 80-yard touchdown strike, the only way you start fast is if you stay on the field and convert third downs. And I think they should be able to do it. The Saints are the 31st-ranked defense. And they have struggled mightily all season long, whether it was Rob Ryan or Dennis Allen. So, you know, get the Jaguars to get a good script going, to get things started and build some momentum for the end of the season. John's right. You know, the record isn't as important as playing well here at the end so that they've got that to-do list sharpened.
I love New Orleans, but there are no pools in the Superdome, last I checked.
They're not, but they are right here.
They are right here. And that'll do it for Poolside with Jaguars.com.